Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling here on the unofficial WWE podcast. Today is Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. My name is Mimi Burris, and we have a whole lot to get into per usual, so let's not waste any time and let's just jump right on in.
Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce. Oh!
I told you, I was gonna ruin yours!
I feed a whole family with this title!
All right, you guys, I hope you have all had a phenomenal week here on our first week of April. And like I said before, welcome to the unofficial WWE podcast. We pump out a bunch of shows every week. There's an NXT review, SmackDown review, a Week in Review, a Raw review, a Nostalgia, a Mailbag, Rivalries, Dynamite review. We've got a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody. So if you hate the sound of my voice, there's a bunch of other shows you can listen to on this podcast. But I doubt you hate me that much because you're here now. So unless you're just some kind of masochist, but anyways, or sadist, or I don't know what the word is. Anyways, welcome. I'm glad to have you here. Thank you for listening. I always really appreciate it. Like I always say, it means I get to keep doing this, and I love talking about wrestling with you guys, so thank you. We've got a whole lot to get into, like I talked about, and as I speak right now, I'm not really sure what the high for the week is going to be. Nothing super stood out to me that I'm like super excited to get on this podcast and talk to you guys about. And so I guess we will just have to figure it out as we go. But there is definitely a lot of crap to talk about in regards to lows for the week and some honorable mentions. And before we get into that, I do want to quickly mention we have a couple emails too, and we'll get into that. But I did get an email from one of you, and I'm forgetting off the top of my head right now. Someone said that that I love trashing the product, and I know all in good fun. But I do want to quickly mention that I don't love trashing WWE, AEW, anything. I don't love trashing any wrestling product. But I do like to try to make some kind of light or fun out of what we're talking about here, and because I'm probably trying to make something enjoyable out of something that was totally not enjoyable to watch. But it's not necessarily that I love trashing the product. It's more so like, wrestling content is good, it makes my job easier, talking to you guys about it. I don't have to critique it so much like we do on this show. I actually enjoy that more, and that means I get to enjoy the, like, 8+ hours I put into my week of watching any wrestling content. It allows me to enjoy it more if the product's not bad. So I don't love trashing the product, because that means what I'm trashing isn't good, and I have to watch it too, guys. I want wrestling content to be good all around on every product. But if something is done terribly, we are not just going to like let it go, because these are multi-million dollar companies that deserve to be critiqued, because they can be doing way better of a job than they are. And I say that knowingly, because we've seen them do a way better job. And sometimes you guys see like Raw is just terrible and SmackDown is great. I'm like, what is going on? Are you in two different worlds? Like, I'm pretty sure it's the same writers. So whatever. I just wanted to quickly mention that before we get into talking about our official low for the week. But yeah, we got a couple honorable mentions to mention first. So let's talk about that first, guys. And let's go on over to NXT and break some of the things down there. So if you guys listened to my AEW Dynamite review show, you heard me talk a little bit about the end of the quote-unquote Wednesday Night Wars, and that NXT is moving over to Tuesday nights starting after WrestleMania. I forget the exact date, but so that is good news. That's honestly qualifies for the high for the week, because that makes my life a lot easier. I don't know about you guys, but that means I don't have to watch 4 hours of content in one night. So that's exciting, and I hope that means that the product will hopefully make a little bit of a shift, because we can all say that NXT was way better before these Wednesday Night Wars, or at least I can say that here. But nonetheless, if you want to hear my views on that, like I said, you can move over to my AEW Dynamite review show, and I talked about it a little bit in the beginning on there. But in regards to the last Wednesday night of NXT, I know we have TakeOver technically next week, but the last official NXT show on Wednesday night. This was bad for the most part. I was not a fan of a lot of this. I mean, mostly the biggest crime on the show to me was this battle royale to qualify for the North American Championship Gauntlet match. I mean, the excitement about the Royal Rumble in particular, right? To talk about battle royals, is that it's the every 90 seconds that someone's coming out and you're seeing who's coming next. And the exciting little nuances in between, obviously, too. But it's really like the attention grabber of one after the other, like who's coming out next. Like that's really what keeps our attention while we watch that. So if you're going to do a standard battle royale, right? And I expect more from NXT. This is no Andre the Giant memorial crap, right? This is a brand that, again, I expect more from than the quote-unquote main roster normally. I probably shouldn't anymore, but if you're going to do one of these, it can't be, you know, whatever, 10 minutes of boring, just pushing each other out of the ring. Like, if you really watch the match and pay attention to it, about 75% of this match is just the other guys, like, making it look like, and barely making it look like, so bare minimum of effort in like pushing each other out of the ring like we're playing 2K19 and we're in the Royal Rumble part of it. It's just boring. I don't know what I'm even going down. It's just not exciting. And there were a couple cool little spots of this match, but you gotta do better if you're just gonna do a plain battle royal. I understand that these things are hard to choreograph, for lack of a better word. I know Stone Cold has mentioned that his least favorite match to be in was the Royal Rumble match because it was just difficult to choreograph and remember everything and know what to do next. But, I mean, use some improv, guys, and, like, do better. This was bad. Just boring. Really hard to try to continue to pay attention to. Keeping my attention, just not. It just wasn't happening. Nonetheless, another thing on this show I was not a fan of was I liked the idea of the brawling between Io Shirai and Raquel Gonzalez. Like, I liked the idea that Io Shirai just keeps coming back. And Raquel Gonzalez is just a beast of a woman, right? And chucked her through a freaking wall. Like, that was awesome. But it's these punches, and I'm not going to go on a rant on this because I could probably talk about this for an hour because it bothers me so much, and I think I have mentioned it before here on this show. My pet peeve in wrestling is these punches and not selling punches, but even worse than not selling punches is not throwing real punches and just, like, lightly tapping each other's shoulders with your fists. Like, it doesn't look real. It looks fake. It exposes the business. It's unbelievable to me. It just takes me out of the moment. And if you go back and watch these little brawls between Io Shirai and Raquel Gonzalez, you can see what I'm talking about. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are really guilty of this too. It's just like, they're a little bit better at actually throwing the punches, but I don't believe this. Because if you're actually getting in a brawl with someone like that, that's not what it looks like at all. And I'm all willing to suspend my disbelief for wrestling. Heck, there's a woman in a who was trained by a 1,000-year-old dragon on this show. Like, I'm down for that. Cool. But you gotta put a little more effort into these little nuances. I am someone who pays attention to the details in wrestling, and I want a company that rewards me for doing that. For example, that Huluva kick that Sami Zayn gave Kevin Owens, like, a week ago, I'm still thinking about it. Because, boom, did he nail him in the face like that. I love that. And I'm all for the safety of the wrestlers as well. I don't want them actually punching each other in the face. But there are good strikers in WWE that they can learn from and stop just lazily punching each other in the shoulder and trying to make it look intense. It doesn't work for me. The throw through the wall was pretty cool, though. I'm not going to deny that. That was awesome. Anyways, moving on down, some of these other things I mentioned to you guys. I didn't like that Darby Allin promo on Matt Hardy. Thought it was way too soon to get all artsy-fartsy for no reason for, like, a 1 week of a build. It was bad. More subjective, probably, than objective in that opinion, I guess. So, otherwise, you know, the women were on the third hour. We're in the quarter hour again. third quarter hour. I don't even know what I'm talking about. The women were in the bad spot of the 2 hours of AEW again. And the match, I wasn't all the rave about. It wasn't bad, but I just, I'm would love to see more women's division things besides a Britt Baker interview and a random women's match. That would be cool. Give me a little bit more from this women's division, guys. If you want to claim you've got a division and you're going against, I guess not anymore, they're not going against the quote-unquote best women's wrestling division in all companies in NXT, you got to do better because you got the talent, right? Supposedly you have the talent. Give them time. Give them storylines. Put as much effort that you're putting into the men as you put into the women. I don't want to hear any more of this. Oh, we really are advocates for the women's division. Don't you hear? Dustin Rhodes and Kenny Omega are like super advocating for the women. Then give them more time on the show and give them more storylines and give them factions like you did with the men. We're not in whatever. We're in 2021, guys. Like, women's wrestling is awesome now, or at least it can be, and it's not, there's not a platform for it to be on AEW right now, and I'm sick of ranting about it every week, but I'm not going to stop doing that because, again, we talk about holding these companies accountable for their shortcomings, and guess what, guys? AEW isn't perfect. I think we all learned that after the Revolution this past month or last month, or I don't know, again, guys, all time blends together nowadays, but moving on over to Raw, some fun matches. You know, the Sheamus Riddle match was awesome to watch, except the ending, that made no sense. Let's have the supposed babyface attack Sheamus from behind. I don't know, but I hope Sheamus beats Riddle for the United States Championship at WrestleMania, and I'm going to throw that one out here real quick. We had more bullshit from Jackson Ryker and Braun Strowman and Elias and Shane McMahon this week, and I promise, guys, I am not going down the olive green muscle t-shirt route this week. I'm not taking the bait. We are moving on. All I'm going to say is this is crap. This is so bad. So bad. D plus, you know, apparently WrestleMania is sponsored by Snickers because Snickers satisfies. Well, good. I'm glad something does because this product does not. Bad. All right. We had Hey Hey Hop Hop. I'm not even going to touch that one, but I will say that if you listen for the lines in it, some of them are actually pretty funny, but I'm not going to touch it. I'm not even going to go near it. I do want to talk, though, about our official low for the week, guys, and stop scattering all around because I could probably go on for days about all the stuff that I just hated this week. But the official low for the week was this Rhea Ripley, Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Reginald segment because, wow, the lack of creativity, the just blatant lack of creativity. This literally, what I took from this segment, guys, this is why it's the low for the week, because what I took from this segment was, we are a content factory. We don't care about how good our product is because we're making mad amounts of money. So really, we couldn't give less of a shit. So why am I so fired up about this? Why am I so angry about this segment? All right, let's try and break this down, right? So, this is what happened, for those of you who don't remember, or tried to wipe this out of your brains because you want to enjoy wrestling, or just didn't watch it. We had Rhea Ripley and Asuka having a contract signing. They both signed the contract for their Raw Women's Championship match at WrestleMania, and then Rhea Ripley turns the table, swacks Asuka in the face with it, then Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax come out, with Reginald, of course, and they lay down a tag team champion, or not even, excuse me, not a tag team championship match, just a tag team match against Rhea Ripley and Asuka next week on Raw. So Asuka and Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax next week on Raw. Here's the question, guys. Can Asuka and Rhea Ripley get along because they're opponents at WrestleMania, the pay-per-view coming up where they will both battle each other for the championship? I mean, I feel like I need to insert like a whole choo-choo train noise because the explicit words I want to use to describe this, I don't have enough censor beeps in my quota that I am allowed to use for this show. What the heck, man? So, again, why am I so angry about this? Well, let's go back a week or two over to NXT. Let's see how they're building the match between Finn Balor and Karrion Kross. Gee, I wonder. Oh, duh. Finn Balor and Karrion Kross need to team up, even though they're opponents at NXT TakeOver. They need to team up, put their differences aside for the tag team titles. The NXT tag team titles against the NXT tag team champions. Oh my gosh. And what do you know? They can't get along. Oh, well, I guess WWE using its formula for two shows, it's nothing new, right? It's not like they haven't ever done that before. I mean, but in the same couple weeks. But then let's go back a couple weeks, maybe to Fastlane, or I don't know, a week or two before that to SmackDown, where, what do you know, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, opponents at WrestleMania for the SmackDown Women's title, have to team up, can they get along, to defeat the Women's Tag Team Champions Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. God, I could swear this sounds familiar to the two other programs that are going on Raw now and NXT. Where is the creativity? I have no idea. They've got like a zillion writers, and they're literally using the exact same premise, right? And what do you know? Literally, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax just did this over on SmackDown. Literally the exact same thing. Just did this. They're literally using the exact same premise on three different shows. Their three shows. They couldn't come up with anything new. Not a damn thing new. Just the same crap for these three shows. And guess what? I don't want to see Asuka and Rhea Ripley team up to face Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. You know why? Because I don't care. I don't care about these tag team titles. I don't care about Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. I want to see Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax kick the living crap out of each other. That's what I want to see at WrestleMania. And I don't want to break up every tag team ever like WWE wants to. I just can't stand this booking. So it makes me hate this team. Not in a heel heat kind of way. But I'm so sick of seeing their face on every freaking show. Oh my gosh. And this premise, the same exact thing. Not to mention, guys, first of all, Asuka looks like she literally just took a punt to the skull by the amount of time she was down on the ground from that table bump. I get it. It looked brutal. But you're Asuka. Randy Orton didn't just punch you in the skull. I mean, Shawn Michaels sold his punch to the skull less than Asuka sold that table bump. Not to mention, Rhea Ripley looks like a real jerk. Just, you know, knocks Asuka out and then says, yeah, us two, you know, me and that chick that I just threw a table at, accept the challenge for next week on Raw. We're happy to face you guys. Like, what? And Adam Pearce just stands there the entire time. Doesn't check on Asuka. I mean, she's down for 9 freaking minutes. You might as well check on the woman and make sure she's okay and didn't lose another freaking tooth. This was so bad. The spacing, like the choreography in the actual ring with Adam Pearce doing nothing, Asuka selling a table bump again, like I said, like she got a punt to the skull or like a steel chair shot. Then the same freaking premise on this show as there was for the other two shows. I love Rhea Ripley, and God, are they making me just want to hate her, hate this whole show, not want to watch WrestleMania, not want to watch Raw. I'm so sick of this. It's so insulting to my intelligence. I watch your two other shows. SmackDown isn't like a different company. It's the same company. You want to call it a different brand all you want, but here's Baron Corbin coming over to Raw, so can we really call it that? Brand split. I watch NXT. I've seen this gimmick or premise or storyline, if you could call it that, two other times in the past month. and another time before that, and I've seen it about 1,000 times before this, and you couldn't come up with anything new. It's just insulting to the talent, to the fans, to the, like I said, to the talent, to the fans, to, I'm done. I'm at a loss for words for this. This does not deserve my analysis. This company, this was the worst booking. If you could have, if last week I could have predicted what's the worst possible thing you can do for this storyline between Asuka and Rhea Ripley, I would have said this exactly. I don't want to see this. How about you just book a match between Shayna Baszler and Rhea Ripley for next week, or Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley, and save the Shayna Baszler match for later on? And, guys, they mention nothing about Shayna Baszler and Rhea Ripley's history. Anybody remember when Rhea Ripley was the one to, like, take out Shayna Baszler when nobody else could? No? And, where's Charlotte Flair? Anybody want to talk about that at all? I know there were some false pregnancy scares, not pregnant, guys. And I know there were some, obviously she had COVID. Apparently, though, the she's okay, and the quarantining thing quarantining time period is up. I'm just basing this all off of the news I've heard in regards to Andrade and his interviews. So, she's just not there. I don't know if it's just getting punished, or I don't know what's going on. If I were to have booked this, because I said when we started the show, I said I will do my best to talk about how we can do something better here. How would I have made this better, guys? Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax would not have came on the screen whatsoever to do with any of this. If anything, if you had to have Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax come out, fine. And Reginald. I would have had Reginald versus Rhea Ripley for next week. No, I'm absolutely kidding. Okay, I would have. I would have had Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax come out and be like, yo, Rhea, Rhea, who do you think you are? Where have you been? You can't just come in here and challenge for a title or whatever. And, you know, we've been here, quote unquote, dominate. Oh my gosh, how did I forget, guys? Shayna Baszler says, oh, we've dominated this women's division. Rewind. Did Shayna Baszler not just get pinned by Naomi under 2 minutes in a match, like 10 minutes earlier? No, we're just ignoring the fact that that happened. You're just going to insult my intelligence, guys. I know I have a really bad memory. My fiance always tells me all the time, my memory is bad. But I remember about 10 minutes prior when Shayna Baszler just got rolled up for the millionth time, because you can't pin Shayna Baszler in any other way than a roll up by Naomi. But no, guys, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax are dominating the women's division. Oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. I'm trying to book this better. Where was I? I would have had Shayna Baszler and Rhea Ripley come out and say, you can't just come out on the show and ask for a Raw Women's Title match. You don't just do that. You gotta go through some channels or whatever. Okay, Rhea Ripley says, fine, you think you deserve it more than I do? Then let's have a match. Either have a match that night or have a match next week. You either do Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley, you do Shayna Baszler versus Rhea Ripley, you do the two of them versus Rhea Ripley. I don't care what you do. And you essentially, without saying it, have Rhea Ripley putting her shot at WrestleMania on the line. Then you get to see Rhea Ripley on the main roster. We get to see a showcase of her for those of you who don't watch NXT and haven't seen her besides last year at WrestleMania. We also get to see Rhea Ripley kick butt and see that she's a complete badass. And then it feels like Rhea Ripley deserves the chance a little bit more. And we don't have any of this crap with the teaming of the Asuka and the Rhea Ripley and the two champions. Can they get along? I don't care. And I don't care. My intelligence was insulted in this segment. My brain is dead from watching parts of this show. I was appalled by this, guys. Appalled. As you can tell, I don't think I've ever gotten this fired up on this show, but I am just unbelievably baffled by this. Baffled. This company is awful. And like I said, this just proves to me, either one, Vince McMahon has really lost it. Really lost it. And he's saying to his writers, all right, guys, let's make sure we, you know, let's do that thing with the tag teams where they put them together and see if they can get along. And the writers are like, oh, Vince, we did that last week or the week before on SmackDown with your other women's division. Oh, and we also did it on NXT.
What do you mean? I don't remember that. Let's do it. Let's do it on Raw.
Okay, Grant, Vince, great idea. Let's do that. Like, oh my gosh, either that's going on, or option two, right, which is probably the worst option, this company makes so much freaking money that they don't care what they put on TV, because they know we're going to watch anyways, maybe, and they have all this money from the Peacock deal, TV deals, sponsorships, all this stuff. It really doesn't matter how good or bad the content is, because it's just content. It's just 3 hours to put ads on television. That's really all it is. And it's just depressing. I honestly believe, guys, that the only way this show gets better is with a little competition, you know, is for some other wrestling companies to, and I'm not just talking about AEW, right? I know Impact has like the same 200,000 viewers every single week, no more, no less, but just some other companies, some competition for this show, so that like it's not the end all be all of wrestling. We have other options. There are other shows that don't insult my intelligence. Like the show does on a weekly basis. This was just a baffling example of it. So I'm done. Let's move on. I probably am going to have to go back and censor a lot of this out. I hope I didn't swear a lot, but, and let's talk about some good stuff. Let's talk about some highs for the week.
All right. Where to go? Where to start off here, guys? I mean, I thought SmackDown, I think I said before, if I didn't, I thought SmackDown was a pretty entertaining show overall for most of the 2 hours. I'm telling you guys, Natalya and Tamina are going to main event WrestleMania next year. Tamania, guys. Hashtag Tamania. It's happening. You heard it here first. Corey Graves, the interview with Seth Rollins and Cesaro. It was a little hokey pokey, but I like this for the most part. I thought it was cute. The swing lines, some of them were good, some of them weren't. I don't know. I think Cesaro feels like he's trying a little too hard, but I mean, Seth Rollins is just brilliant, guys. Just brilliant at whatever you give him. This smarmy heel, I think I'm above everybody else. My head is in the clouds, my feet are on the ground thing. I love it. So there was that. I didn't mind that. I like that. But what are we going to pick for our official high for the week? I like the ending of SmackDown 2. I was stuck between the Christian Kazarian match and this whole Sami Zayn thing. But you know what, guys? Let's give Sami Zayn his due here on the Highs and Lows podcast. Over here on the unofficial WWE podcast, Sami Zayn, you get my high for the week because you are just brilliant. Sami Zayn's not listening to this podcast. But yes, guys, we are going to give Sami Zayn his debut of his documentary trailer. We're going to give that the high for the week. This was so entertaining. The celebrity thing, let me get this out of the way real quick. The Logan Paul thing. We talked about this a little bit last week. I think they didn't overuse him. This was okay. This could have been a lot worse with the Logan Paul thing. But I specifically want to talk here about Sami Zayn and this brilliant performance. He is so committed to his role here with this conspiracy thing. He is so good at what he's doing. And I think what is missing in a lot of wrestlers today in their promos, in their just week-to-week performances, in the match, on the mic, whatever. The thing that is really missing, guys, is feeling and literally living whatever you're trying to get across on camera. You heard Randy Orton talk about it a little bit on the Stone Cold sessions, if you guys watched that, the Broken Skull sessions. You gotta feel what you're saying, connect it to something. Sami Zayn is brilliant at this. I really believe this man has lost his mind. He's growing his hair out and looking like a lunatic. It's a terrible haircut, but it plays perfectly into this role. He dressed in that little tux. He looks so funny. This guy was just great. So he welcomes Logan Paul to the ring, and he's got the little red carpet on the ramp. Logan looks a little bit... He did a good job at just looking like confuzzled, confused at what Sami Zayn was doing. Confuzzled. I can't believe I just said it on the show. I'm just exhausted, I guess, about ranting so much about this whole Asuka thing. Anyways, all right. Sami Zayn shows his trailer, and then Logan Paul basically, which, by the way, the trailer, but hilarious, brilliant, beautifully done. Amazing. I loved it. So good at just showing that Sami Zayn was a lunatic, but at the same time also feeling like a real trailer, and like Sami Zayn could have really believed that this whole thing was proving a conspiracy, but also poking holes in it. I don't know how to describe that any better than that. But and then Logan Paul mentions that he talks to Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens is like, Sami Zayn's a lunatic, and then Sami's like, no, don't you believe Kevin Owens, believe what I'm saying. And then Owens comes out, hits Sami Zayn with the stunner, and then later on, Sami Zayn attacks Owens during an interview and says that they're going to fight at WrestleMania. Okay, the reason, I know I don't sound super excited as I'm talking about this, but I'm just reading a recap for you guys kind of real quick, or summarizing it really quickly for you guys. Like I said, the reason this is getting my high for the week was not Logan Paul, was not even Kevin Owens, it was Sami Zayn. Because, like I said, so brilliantly dedicated to his role here. I think it's so simply put that I just believe that he is really this crazy. Similar, actually, to his, you know, opponent at WrestleMania, Kevin Owens, when he was going against Roman Reigns earlier, or late 2020. I really believed at certain points that Kevin Owens might take the title from him just because he was doing so well at making me believe. And that's what this whole thing is about, drawing me into the performance. I don't care how stupid the whole thing is or the premise. The premise of this match is thin, guys, this WrestleMania match. But I don't care. I want to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens at WrestleMania, so I'm about it. They both deserve it. They're going to put on probably the match of the night, I guarantee it, because they put on the match of the night and many other pay-per-views, pay-per-views. So, yeah, like I said, this just was brilliant in the fact that Sami Zayn is committed to this role, and you can tell the hair, the performance, the suit, the jumping around, it wasn't too much for me. I really thought Sami Zayn did an amazing job. So I'm going to give that my high for the week, guys, because Sami Zayn deserves an Oscar. Not for this documentary, but for his performance here on SmackDown. And that is all from me, guys. I really am hoping sometime in the next couple weeks we get to spend most of the show talking about the high and not the low. And I'm really fired up about what was done super well this week and not what was done super poorly. But yeah, this week, Sami Zayn's conspiracy documentary premiere gets my high. So that shows you how much I really loved about this week. Don't get me wrong, there were some good matches here and there, but nothing that blew me out of the water. So with all that being said, guys, before we talk about our random match recommendation, we do have a couple emails I want to read. Where am I here? Dennis. Email from Mr. Dennis O'Brien said, you emailed me this Sunday last week, so we're a little bit late on talking about this stuff, but I was good this week, guys, and I didn't talk about this a lot, so Dennis is giving me the open door. He said, hi, Mimi, I hope you are well. The Strowman train noise was embarrassing. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I honestly think that Matt Riddle is writing the show nowadays. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant take, Dennis. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think if Matt Riddle was writing the show, he'd probably do a better job than whoever is writing the show. And I'm going to leave that at that. Thank you, Dennis, for your email. I also got a nice email from Aiden last week. Again, this is also on Sunday, but he says, hey, Mimi, thank you for answering my email. Great reply. Educated answer. Oh, well, thank you, Dennis. Aiden. Gosh. I'm blown a fuse, guys. I'm worn out. All right. Thank you, Aiden. I appreciate it. He goes on and says, it was amazing. You said there wasn't too much negative this week. You love thrashing product. Oh, that's what I was referring to. So, yes, it was you, Aiden. Yeah, I told you, I don't love trashing the product. I say that after I just trashed a segment for like this entire show. No, I really don't. I want this product to be good, guys, but I don't want to let some of this stuff like just get away with it, because I really want Raw, especially, and all wrestling to be good. I want to enjoy watching it, and some of this stuff just baffles me and blows me away. And if I did not bring it up and talk about it on the show, then, you know, we're letting this multi-million-dollar company get away with producing crap. And I know we all love wrestling and we want it to be better. So that's really why we talk about this. I don't, you know, don't get a joy out of talking about this stuff, but I do, I do love having a platform to be able to express it. So let me put it like that. Anyways, all right, you go on and say, I now believe you're right, Logan Paul, on our TV Friday. Geez, I am unsure if he turns on Sammy. You were actually close, I guess, Aiden. 100% he will take a bump. He's in MMA training. We'll see, I guess, at WrestleMania, because he did not take one on SmackDown. All right, you go on, Aiden, you say, I challenge you not to talk about Braun's nips some week. Ha ha ha. Every single week. I didn't do it this week. I just mentioned the olive green t-shirt, Aiden. I did not talk about specifically. I was just quoting you. All right. It's cool. However, yes, the choo-choo train or green slime will appear at WrestleMania. Not sure which you'd prefer, LOL. Yeah, you are right, Aiden. WrestleMania, I am nervous for WrestleMania. But, you know, guys, I say that, but you and I both know that I trust the performers, not the process, because the process sucks on this company. But I trust the performers because these guys manage to put on a great show with a lot of the crap they're given almost every other week or every week. So I believe that the matches and the performances, oh my gosh, I'm being tarnished by this company. I believe the matches and the actual wrestling will be amazing at WrestleMania. The rest of the stuff, I have no idea. But if you guys can hear me throwing my remote at my TV when Braun Strowman runs around choo-chooing, or who knows, guys, maybe I might just embrace it and, you know, put on my conductor cap and choo-choo all the way home with Braun Strowman here at WrestleMania. I guarantee you will hear me wherever you are. So I hope you guys choo-choo with Braun Strowman as well. All right, I'm going to give you guys your random match recommendation for the week, and then I am signing off and going to bed because we're choo-chooing a lot right now, and that's concerning. All right, your random match recommendation for the week, guys, is none other than... What do you know? Let's stick with the crappy mood I've been in, I guess, on this podcast, and that is, let's go to Crown Jewel, guys, and watch the tag team match between The Undertaker and Kane and Triple H and Shawn Michaels. The match, the brilliant match Shawn Michaels came out of his retirement for, where Triple H tore his pectoral muscle, Kane lost his mask, and there was a whole bunch of other crap. Because maybe by watching this match, your expectations will be so low that you will believe that WrestleMania is the best booked pay-per-view of all time. I don't know, guys. All right. I hope you all have a wonderful week this week. We got a whole lot of wrestling coming up in the next week. And I will talk to you guys on my AEW Dynamite review. But if you don't listen to that, which you should, self-promotion insert here, I will talk to you guys next week here on the Highs and Lows podcast. Thanks for bearing with me. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And like I said, we got a whole lot of wrestling content coming, and that means a whole lot of unofficial WWE podcast content coming too. So stay tuned, and hope you guys, like I said, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time.